Hello, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of 5 books, the latest book being Decision Making Mastery, and welcome to another episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it's still beautiful, but it's pretty grey outside. It's been raining for a few days, so I hope it's fantastic wherever you are on this planet. As always, the podcast series is about practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you elevate your vitality, your vibrancy, your abundance, your consciousness, your creativity, your curiosity, your whatever else, put it whatever you want in that plethora. So today, keeping it practical as always, and again, if you like this, if you're watching this on YouTube and you like it, press the like button. And also, if there's someone you think that might benefit from hearing this particular message, do pass it on. Be very grateful, and I'm sure they'd be grateful as well. So today I was, you know, inspired by a conversation I had with a new colleague yesterday, and I was talking to this new colleague, and they were saying, you know, they're a couple of years older than me. I'm 52, so, you know, late 50s, and they were talking about someone telling them that, or maybe they've got ADHD. So this is a person like 50s and that sort of stuff. So then he's starting to get, oh, maybe I have and that sort of stuff. You know, I get a little bit agitated and I've got too many things going on and that sort of thing. And the thought that came to me as a result of having this conversation was, I'm very particular about not getting too attached to labels. Labeling something ADHD, and that sort of puts me into the thinking of that. I sort of hyperfixate on that particular thing. So rather than having a label, sort of talking about, you know, these are the experiences, these are the behaviours, these are the symptoms and that sort of thing. So then we can just start dealing with that rather than thinking we've got something. Because what that tends to do, and this is where I want to take the conversation, if we think we've got some specific diagnosis and it's sort of in this little box of diagnosis, ADHD, we start thinking that that's our genetic destiny. We start thinking there's something about us that causes us to have this specific experience, this specific thing. And too often we link that to something physical, but something more permanent within ourselves. And we think, oh, I've got the condition of ADHD, as opposed to I act in these particular ways because maybe I haven't learnt other behavioural mechanisms in this particular place. Maybe I'm sort of all over the place because I've never learnt to create stability of mind and body. I haven't done any of these maybe yogic practices or meditation practices or mindfulness practices which might bring a greater sense of calm. And I know that for a fact. So the topic I wanted to spin into was this topic of epigenetics. So as I was talking to this colleague, I was explaining the concept of epigenetics. So we're not destined to a genetic destiny if we're, you know, born into this particular body. What the field of epigenetics has shown that our thinking, the way we manage our emotions and our behaviours actually impact which genes are expressed, which genes are turned on and which genes are turned off. Physical activity turns on genes that are more related to wellness, turns off genes that are at the opposite end of the spectrum. Meditation turns on a whole host of genetic information or upregulates genes that are leaning towards health and well-being or, you know, functions within our body. So certain genes are turned on and off as a result of what we think, as a result of what we feel, as a result of what we do. So we change the genetic outcome based on those particular things. We're not locked into a particular genetic disposition. So Dr. Joe Dispenza would talk about when we change our personality, we change our personal reality. He would talk about this idea of changing our genetic destiny. And again, he comes from a place as a neuroscientist of measuring this stuff. And he's working with a new university at the moment, going deeper and deeper into understanding that we can create the experience, even the physiological experience within ourselves by changing what we're doing at a brain level, in those deep meditative states, we start changing what's happening at a genetic level. So I guess the point I want to make out of this is, one, introduce this concept of you are seriously in control of what happens at a genetic level in accordance with the thinking you do, how you process your emotions, and some of the behavioural things you do. You know, do you do that physical activity? Do you do those acts of gratitude? Do you do that meditation, that mindfulness, or whatever it is like that? That changes physically what happens within your body. So don't get attached to labels. Understand that you have so much more power to create a different genetic destiny if you're not happy with the genetic destiny that you've got. If you're not happy with this genetic destiny you've got, if you're suffering at any stage, it's like looking at, you know, what are you doing thinking-wise? Like, what thoughts are you thinking? Thoughts where you're condemning yourself, you're being hard on yourself, you're being unkind to yourself, and you're creating this toxic cascade of biochemistry within the body, which might be elevating cortisol levels, which might be causing more disruption. When you're, you know, feeling emotions, are you letting those emotions just be expressed, or are you suppressing them? Because again, depending on how we manage those emotional states, impacts what's happening at a genetic level, at an epigenetic level, according to, you know, what genes are turned on and what genes are turned off. So if we allow emotion to come up and we feel that emotion and we express that emotion without suppression, without distraction or whatever, it's more likely to move through our body and have a different genetic outcome than if we're suppressing that down, we're distracting ourselves. Maybe we're picking up bad habits as well. And then again, those behavioural things, are we doing things that are actually physically supportive of our body, our physiology, that's creating the right chemistry, the right endorphins, all of this other stuff that's supportive of the body? So know that you have a lot more control than what you've been led to believe. And that's my theme song for 2021. Like, realize how much more powerful you are than you've been led to believe. And this is just one of those pieces, realizing you can change the genetic outcome. Don't get attached to labels. Realize you've got so much more power to change what's happening for you. If you're like an agitated person, you don't have to be an agitated person your whole life. You can actually change that by learning particular things, by doing particular practices, by thinking in different ways, by doing the emotional thing in different ways, and by doing different behaviours. And I think I've repeated myself enough times, so I don't need to say it any more times. I know you've got it. So that's the message for you on this beautiful day. If you like it, like I said, you know, tap the likey buttons, pass it on to someone who you think might be getting a little bit too caught in their story, not realising how powerful they are. So I hope I get the opportunity to share that message with someone else. So if anyone wants to reach out to me, my contact details there below. If you've got some tough decisions you want to work through, some transitioning stuff, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd love to help out, be of service in any way that I can. If you haven't picked up a copy of my book, Decision Making Mastery, check that out. It's pretty awesome. And that's about all from me. So wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.